following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
840 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. It is the Jerry Bader Show. I am not, however, in my normal confines in Green Bay. From the studios of the legendary Mighty 790, KFGO, Fargo, North Dakota, one of our stations here in the Midwest Communication family, actually one of their other station studios, here for some station business, but I'll be doing the show from here today and tomorrow. Seth Mila will be with you from 9 to 11 on Thursday. The Morning Boys will stay a little longer on their show till 9 o'clock. So let me tell you this. The perspective of Aaron Rodgers' injury is just a little different over on this side of the country versus what's going on in Green Bay. And let me start by saying a very, very, very reliable source tells me that within the Packer press box after Aaron Rodgers went down, somebody covering the game in the press box at Lambeau Field said, "So, you think they'll call Brett Favre?" That very reliable source tells me that was one of those somebody passed gas in church moment where everybody kind of looked, "What? Who said that? Who did that?" No. They will not be calling Brett Favre anytime soon. It doesn't appear that they'll be calling Matt Flynn anytime soon, and I don't know if I agree with that decision because they don't have anyone behind Seneca Wallace right now. I mean, Tolzien, really? Off the practice squad? They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback with NFL experience, and I think it makes perfect sense to get Matt Flynn. If you're not aware, Buffalo cut him loose. And I'll be honest, I don't know what, and we're going to talk about this more later in the show. But just some random thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers injury, because I know that this is a story that's going way beyond Green Bay. Jason says Randall Cobb could pull, when he comes back, could be backup QB. Sort of laughing. They now need another arm. There's no question about that. What Mike McCarthy said last night is, right now I'm focusing on Seneca Wallace. And look, and I'm getting way ahead of myself because I want to get to this later in the show. But everybody's freaking out because, let's face it, Seneca Wallace didn't look very good. And I think probably the most disturbing thing about that is he didn't look very good when he had a very effective running game going. That's the part that scares you. I'll be honest, the thing that scares me more than, well, I won't say that. Nothing scares me more than the quarterback situation right now. But what is concerning to me about last night is the defense, I thought, got rolled pretty badly. And a backup quarterback at McCown is an interesting thing. When he came in for Cutler a couple of weeks ago, he looked good. And he looked good last night. And there's no quite, there were times he had bodies all over him and he still completed the pass. The reality is, if it is a broken collarbone, and we don't know that, you should hear. I mean, I'm listening to sports talk over here out of the Twin Cities. Here in Fargo, we have a station, the sports station here, 740 The Fan, carries the Fan morning show out of Minnesota, out of the Twin Cities. And they're just saying it's a broken collarbone. We don't know that. And I heard some national stuff this morning as well. We don't know that. Do I suspect that? I do suspect that. But we don't know that. But at this moment, they need another arm. Why wouldn't you sign Matt Flynn? I don't know what happened in Seattle. Well, I do. They drafted a quarterback in Russell Wilson that was better than Matt Flynn. I mean, Oakland, I don't know. And now Buffalo's cut him loose. I don't know. I don't know what exactly, why he hasn't done well with other teams. But we saw what he could do here. He knows the system. You need another arm. Why would you not? The only reason you wouldn't would is that you don't want a controversy between Seneca Wallace and Matt Flynn as to who should start if Aaron Rodgers is gone for more than a week or two, and I'm afraid he is. Again, we don't know that. I'm not pretending to know anything inside. But I think he's going to be gone for a while. And the reality is, if he's gone for more than 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to make a difference. I, to be honest, I really don't. By the way, Jason is reminding me, and I did know this, that it was McCown who basically put the Packers into the playoffs, hitting receiver Nate Poole for the game-winning touchdown to knock the Vikings, and ironically, future offensive coordinator and coach of the Bears, Mike Tice, out of the playoffs. I do remember that. Very controversial call right on the sidelines. McCown looked really good. More on that later in the show. I want to start with this. I received an email yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, and it's from a coworker, and that's all I'm going to say. This is from a coworker. Hi, Jerry. I don't know if you've had many people talk to you about this, but I took this photo 15 minutes ago, so that was a little after 2:30 yesterday. It was on the walking bridge between Fox Valley Tech and the Timber Rattler Stadium going north in Appleton. It's one of those, you know, over the highway, it's one of those walking bridges, as the emailer described it. On the walking bridge, and he sent me a photo, which I will try to post to Facebook later, there is a banner that says, "Impeach Obama." These are starting to crop up sporadically, and there's been some news stories where some have been banned and that sort of thing. Impeach Obama. I have no idea if there are local regulations about this, and if somebody can let Jason know, 888-455-1360, I don't know if it's still up this morning. I have no idea. I haven't seen it, obviously. I'm not in Wisconsin right now, and the person that sent it to me, I don't know if it's still there. But there was a banner up that says, "Impeach Obama." Again, it's on the walking bridge between Fox Valley Tech and the Timber Rattler Stadium down there in Appleton. How do I feel about these? What's happened over the years is whenever either side doesn't like a president, they say, "Impeach whoever. Impeach Bush. Pick your Bush. HW or W. Impeach Clinton. Impeach Obama." Now, I happen to think that Barack Obama has done things that violate the Constitution, tweaking and changing laws of his own volition. It's not allowed. And the media has yawned at this, and I don't think Republicans have barked it out loudly enough. Now, is Barack Obama going to get impeached? No. And I guess I never have a problem with people wanting to express their opinion. It'll be interesting to see if this is still up this morning. If it's still up this morning, I just got a tweak on my phone about Aaron Rodgers. You may have heard that in the background. I'll share it with you in just a second here. Let me get to that, and then we'll get back to the banner. ESPN is reporting that Rodgers has a slight collarbone fracture out about 3 weeks. The team has not confirmed that. ESPN is reporting that Aaron Rodgers has a slight collarbone fracture and is out about 3 weeks. The team has not confirmed that. I'm assuming, and I don't know this, I'm assuming that's Chris Mortensen. He seems to get all of that stuff. Jason, you want to quick go spin around to ESPN.com? A friend sent me that, a friend in the radio biz. ESPN reporting Aaron Rodgers, slight collarbone fracture. Just send me the link, Jason, in a chat if you can. Out about 3 weeks, the Green Bay Packers have not confirmed that. So more on that, I'm sure, later this morning. Again, back to the impeach Obama banner that has popped up in the Appleton area. So these have been showing up, I don't want to say all over the country, but they have been seen. He's not going to get impeached. This is not going to happen. Nor will Republicans. Are Republicans going to push for it because they know they won't get it done? By the way, Jason's watching ESPN right now, the Green Bay studio, and the breaking news says Aaron Rodgers fractures collarbone, initial diagnosis. He'll get me the link to that as well. So ESPN is reporting that the Green Bay Packers have not confirmed that Aaron Rodgers has a slight collarbone fracture. I have no idea what the definition of that is. I'm going to interrupt myself on the other story to bring this to you. Aaron Rodgers could miss 3 weeks after initial tests showed a small fracture in the Green Bay Packers star quarterback collarbone, league sources told ESPN NFL Insider. It's Adam Schefter. It is not Chris Mortensen. The Packers do not want to make any determination until Rodgers undergoes further testing to today, according to sources. Rodgers suffered the injury in Monday night. You know that. Packers team physician Dr. Pat McKenzie spent several minutes examining Rodgers on the bench before taking him to the locker room. Although the swelling on Rodgers' shoulder was too significant to determine the extent of the injury Monday night, a source told ESPN NFL insider Ed Werder that it doesn't look good. This is the one we can't afford to lose, the source told Werder. Green Bay, 5-3, fell into a three-way tie with Chicago and the Lions atop the NFC North, has been ravaged by injuries this season. Packers already were without, and you know all of this too, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, JerMichael Finley. Then, of course, Seneca Wallace took over, 11 of 19, 114 yards. So ESPN is reporting that it is a slight, and I have no idea what the medical definition of that is, a slight collarbone injury, and that he could be gone about 3 weeks. Well, that, believe it or not, in my mind, is good news. I know it doesn't sound like good news, but I think it is good news because it was when we believed it was a broken collarbone without knowing that, my thought was that that was going to be more than 3 weeks. If it's a slight break, as ESPN is reporting, and again, I have no idea what the medical definition of a slight break is, then 3 weeks to me would be exceptionally good news. The question is, I don't know how many games they can win with Seneca Wallace. What, Jason, help me on the schedule here. That's the Eagles. That would be the Eagles and the Lions, of course, on Thanksgiving. Who am I missing in between there? I don't have the schedule in front of me, Jason. Who would be the next three Packers games, assuming that ESPN's report is right, and Aaron Rodgers would be gone about 3 weeks? It'd be interesting to see how many games. Okay, Eagles, Giants, and Vikings. Actually, yeah, that's it. Eagles, Giants, and Vikes. And then Detroit on Thanksgiving. Eagles, Giants, Vikings, and then if they're right about the three games, which nobody has any idea, then he would be back for the Thanksgiving at the Lions. NFL.com now reporting the same thing. Aaron Rodgers believed to have small collarbone break. So if it's 3 weeks, you've got the Eagles, the Giants, and the Vikings. If they can go 2-1 in that stretch, and then get Aaron Rodgers back, I don't think they're out of it. If they go 1-2 or worse, then I think they're out of it. Jason says it would be a miracle if they go 2-1. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if it'd be a miracle. I think it would be tough. Those aren't the three toughest teams in the NFL right now. Eagles would be tough, but that's at Lambeau. Giants are at New York, and the Vikings are at Lambeau. I think 1-2 is more likely. I think 2-1 is possible. Obviously, if they go 1-3, it's over. If they go 1-2, it's a heck of a struggle. Much more on that to come. We've got a lot of stuff to get to today, including the photo ID lawsuit being heard right now in Wisconsin and what you need to know about the judge. It's 8:56.
Hello, this is Brent Martin, owner of Rebath of Northeast.